High School Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back at Grass Lake High School for now pregame coverage for our second girls district semifinal this evening. Lumen Christi taking on Hanover Horton after Grass Lake able to dismantle East Jackson 70-27. And
yeah,
Lumen Christi, just like Grass Lake, having a very strong season, 15-6 overall, the third-ranked team in MAC preps, and they were able to hand Grass Lake one of their three losses.
Going to be, but that was, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was pretty early in the season.
I believe so,
yeah.
Yes.
So teams change. It'll be interesting to see how they are here as we approach the end of the season. But, I mean, you know, we've covered enough sports in this town, in this county, to know no matter what the sport, Lumen's going to excel in it. Lumen's going to excel in it no matter what the sport is. So, yeah, I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen on the floor here tonight, because we know we've got a good product in Lumen basketball, and we know Hanover Horton, that's just a basketball school.
Absolutely.
That's a basketball school. So what's going to happen here tonight? I feel like this is going to be a really fun game for us to take in here tonight.
Hanover Horton on the other side, 12-9 overall, ranked 44th in Division III on MAC preps. They started the season 4-2. They ended up going on a four-game losing streak, a little bit of a lull there in January, but since then, finishing the regular season with 8 wins in their last 11 games. Meanwhile, their best wins this season over Columbia Central ended up splitting their matchups there with the Golden Eagles, and also able to get a win over a similarly ranked East Jackson team. Meanwhile, they were beaten by some very good teams. Worst loss probably to Jonesville and Olivet. Teams that they probably should have beaten, but they ended up losing those in overtime. Meanwhile, also, again, just Cascades, just so tough.
It's that's why we call it the Rugged Cascade. But, you know, the takeaway from me from what you just went through was this point right now in the season, the last 8 games is when they got hot. Kind of like what Tom Izzo does with the Spartans.
There you go.
You get hot the last third of the season, and that's what happened with this Hanover Horton team, hot in the last third of the season. So keep an eye on it and just take that little nugget, and we'll refer to it, I'm sure, as we roll through this game.
Otherwise, Hanover Horton, a pretty similar season this year as they did last year. Last year, they went 13-10. Currently, they're 12-9. Lost in the district semifinal, so this same round of the district. So if they can pull this one off against a tough Lumen team, they'll have made it further than last year in the postseason. But unfamiliar matchup for these two teams. Mm-hmm. These two teams have not matched up since 2020. That one being a 38-30 win for Lumen. So Hanover Horton.
Yeah. And anything that happened in COVID year, just put an asterisk on it. Everything was just so weird and messed up in the COVID year. So just pin it. Put a pin on that.
Yeah, you never. And I'll have to double check. I'm not sure if that was like later 2020 or if that was maybe like pre-COVID.
Right.
Like that was one of those like springtime games. But regardless, been some time.
Right.
Been 5 years. 4.5 years, whatever, since these teams have matched up. So Hanover Horton, they did end their season on a big win, 59-29 over Clinton on Thursday. Been almost a week since they've played. Finished their season hot, back-to-back blowout wins after a tough loss to Michigan Center in the Cascades crossover. And we just mentioned how tough the top end of the Cascades is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The girls. The Rugged Cascades is even more rugged this time around for the girls.
Which is good. I mean, you want your team to be time-tested when you get to this point in the season. And when the Cascades are just kind of sitting there knocking each other off through the regular season, I mean, the better teams who are able to survive that sets the table for them to have success in district action. But, again, Lumen's a buzzsaw. No matter what team,
always.
What sport you're in, you know, from golf to football, Lumen's a buzzsaw.
And speaking of Lumen Christi, 15-6 record. I know that record does not jump off the page, but man, have they had a tough schedule in the Catholic League. And even despite that, been able to get some very impressive wins this season. I mentioned they handed Grass Lake one of their three losses on the year. They also able to beat St. Mary Catholic Central for their only loss this year, and wow, that is no slouch of a team.
No, no, it's not. Well, that's what Lumen does. They play up, and they're in that Catholic High School League. They're playing some, you know, here we are, in a D3 district, right? They play a lot of D2 schools. They play a couple D1 schools. So they're playing up. They're playing against schools that have a larger student body to pull talent from. And, you know, you get more playoff points for that, which also affects your seeding. But, yeah, they're used to playing bigger, tougher, stronger, faster competition. And they've had success against them.
Not only that, but also good interstate competition. They were able to beat some decent Ohio schools in there as well. As their losses, again, six losses for Lumen this year. They split their games with Catholic Central from Ohio, as well as two losses to Ann Arbor, Gabriel Richard, the best Division II team this year, and one of the best in the entire state. They also lost twice to Notre Dame Academy, one of the best teams in all of Ohio. And Tecumseh, the second-best Division II team. So you mentioned some of these bigger schools.
Yeah.
No slouches right here for Lumen's losses. It has taken some exceptional talent to knock off this Lumen team this year. Just impressive for this Lumen team.
We're watching him here warm up.
Yeah.
They don't look that big. They don't look. We were just looking at Grass Lake and East Jackson, who had some tall girls. Unless my perspective is just wrong, I don't know. Correct me. They don't look like they're that tall.
I think you're correct on that one. Because just based on what we saw from our first matchup this evening, they just don't have that size advantage. But, hey, that especially at this level, size can be deceiving. Just how they play their defensive system. They could always get in those passing lanes and deter the ball from getting in the paint. So they don't let that size be a factor defensively. But you just never know. And evidently, they've been able to beat some tough competition, and it's taken just exceptional talent in order to knock them off this year.
Looks like they got a couple girls that have a little bit of height. And looking down at the Hanover Horton squad, they might have one or two that have a little bit of height. But again, that doesn't look like that tall of a squad either. But then again, you know, they're all the way down there.
Yeah.
You know, we must have been naughty because we're here in our corner.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, we're here right on the floor as well. Yeah. You never know. Sometimes if you get a better vantage point, it's easier to tell. But, tough to see. But speaking of turnarounds, Lumen Christi, very impressive turnaround for this program. As 3 years ago, they won just one game. 3 years ago. Meanwhile, the following year, eight games. Grew to 18 last season, losing in the district tournament, and now this year mentioned 15-6 against very, very tough competition. And again, they're trying to punch their ticket to the district championship tomorrow against a very, very tough Grass Lake team. So just impressive just to see a team grow from one win 3 years ago to now being in a position to where they could potentially make a deep postseason run.
You're saying 3 years ago, then I'm going to assume that they were a fairly young team. I only see one senior on this squad, a handful of juniors. So you're talking 3 years ago, you probably had quite a few freshmen who were starting.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm assuming. But if that's the case, then you've got a lot of experience on this team right here, right now.
And Lumen Christi also ending on a little bit of a high note. The regular season 58-38 over Plymouth Christian Academy also on Thursday. Ended their season on a three-game winning streak, handedly beating Plymouth Christian Academy after a huge win over St. Mary Catholic Central. Again, a fellow top-ranked Division III team for their only loss. So got some good basketball here for Lumen Christi, but also Hanover Horton Basketball School. It's going to be a fun one out there tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we see a lot of the student athletes on this Lumen team still having the cross on their forehead for Ash Wednesday.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that'll do it for our pregame show for our second game this evening. Lumen Christi, Hanover Horton in the girls' district semifinals. Winner will take on Grass Lake in the district championship on Friday on these airwaves and in this building. So we're going to come step aside for a little bit. When we come back in 2 minutes, we'll have Starting lineups and tip-off for you right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back here from Grass Lake High School as they go through the starting lineups for both these teams. Our second game this evening, Lumen Christie taking on the Hanover Horton Comets. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here on 95.9 The Power Cow, thanks for joining us this evening as we're about to get underway in this Hanover Horton School's first quarter. They go through the starting lineups here. First for Hanover Horton, it'll be Amanda Lay, Allie Strade, Maggie Soper, Morgan Cool, and Molly Soper. Head coaches Joe Lusk. Meanwhile, for Lumen Christie, starting five, Kenna Hunt, Cody Ruge, Kathleen Duane, Lucy Rozak and Ruby Boyce. Head coaches Jesse Brown. Jump ball will be between Hunt and Cool. Lumen Christie in their home white uniforms, green numbers. Hanover Horton in their road navy uniforms, white numbers trimmed in red. Kind of reminds me of those old school 90s Houston Rockets uniforms.
Wow. No, I don't even remember what those look like.
Well, kind of like that.
I've been watching basketball since the 80s.
And to be fair, the Rockets, the Comets, I mean, a little bit of a space theme here.
All right, there you go.
So it makes sense that they have a similar kind of look as the jump ball won by Kenna Hunt. Lumen Christie with the first possession of the first quarter. Hunt has it, floater at the free throw line. That's off the heel. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Duane to get us Goff on the scoring column.
Just a great way to move without the ball. Get yourself in position for the offensive board and a quick putback.
2-0 lead for Lumen in the Hanover Horton School's first quarter. As Hanover Horton, a quick turnover stolen away by Rozak. Coast-to-coast layup, and she lays it up and in, one-on-one on the fast break.
Well, with the lack of height, they're making up for it in speed right now and scrappiness for this Lumen Christie basketball team.
Initially a bit of a full court press, but then they back off. Hanover Horton now with their second possession. Top of the key, pull up, three-pointer. That's nothing but net for Molly Soper.
Great, yeah, she squared right up, just let it fly. Drained that three and just not letting Lumen get away from this one early.
4-3 Lumen now. 1:15 into the Hanover Horton School's first quarter. Now on the right for Ruge, back around for Duane. And now on the left side for Kenna Hunt. Fires the three. That's too strong. And on the save attempt for Rozek, she's over the line and out of bounds. Hanover the other way.
And that's probably a good thing it happened that way, because when she did dish it back in, it did go right to a Hanover player.
And now the inbound chance there, poked out of bounds by Hunt. Hanover will have another try to throw it in.
At least this way they can, you know, kind of control it and not let a fast break happen.
Another full court press here for Lumen. It's beaten with a pass up ahead for Molly Soper. Drives right to the baseline, picks up the dribble, back outside for Cool. Lines up the jumper on the right elbow, that's wide left. Soper trying to get the offensive rebound, but it's picked up by Hunt. Quickly the other way, bounce pass on the other baseline, fall away hook, that's going to be blocked. Boyce couldn't get that one up cleanly.
Yeah, they're just really quick getting up the floor. Really quick.
Could be in for a very fast-paced game. It's 4-3, Lumen over Hanover Horton. 2 minutes into this Hanover Horton School's first quarter, as we got a foul on the entry pass to Strade. First foul of the game for either team. It's on Rozek.
Getting that cut across the paint, and you know when you get beat, that's what happens.
Lobbing it in for Cool, drives through the lane. That's going to be blocked away out of bounds by Boyce, and it'll stay with Hanover Horton.
Got her hand on the ball low before she was able to get that up for her shot. So she kind of went up with the shot without the ball being in position.
Now another inbound for the Lady Comets. Back up top for Lay, and she has it stolen away by Hunt. 1-0, fast break the other way, and the layup is up and in.
Just outran everybody. She got that pick and just so quick down the floor.
More full court pressure and another turnover. Hunt able to get the steal at the midcourt. Dribbles to the top of the key, half spin, pull up at the free throw line. That's short with a rebound to Soper.
Nice little spin move. Pick up the ball, pivot, spin, and got herself a free open shot just off the mark.
Maggie Soper, top of the key, picks up the dribble. Now licks off to the left for Strade. Through the lane, tough shot. No, but a foul, and we'll have our first trip to the line.
That's what you call a low-percentage shot, but what you're trying to do is get the foul. Get the foul, maybe try to cause some of that foul trouble early and get some of their starters off the floor.
Fouls on Boyce, her first, team second. Now Allie Strade at the line for two. Our first two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws as she misses the first one. Still has one more try. Approaching the 3 minute mark of this Hanover Horton School's first quarter. With the second Strade free throw up and in to trim the deficit down to two. Kenna Hunt bringing the ball across the timeline for the Lady Titans. Brings it to the right-hand corner, guarded by Strade. Back up top, now drive kick, three on the left. That's off the mark for Ruge. And now a rebound down to Hanover Horton. Back outside for Molly Soper. Lofts it back over to the left-hand side for Strade. Now on the cut through the lane, Lay. She's trapped beneath the basket. A jump ball forced by the Lady Titans going the other way.
That was a good backdoor cut. Direct lane right to the basket. But she didn't need to dribble right there. She could have gone right up with the. You got to keep that ball high. As soon as you bring it down low, that's when you enter Pickville.
Kenna Hunt gets the screen. Quick fire three. No, that's off. And we got a rebound put back up and in for Kathleen Duane.
Good movement without the ball, getting yourself to the opposite spot of where that shot's coming in from to get the rebound.
8-4 lead for Lumen over Hanover Horton in our Hanover Horton School's first quarter. 4:14 to go. Now on the left-hand side for the Lady Comets. Dish inside on the cut. It's intercepted by Delane. 3-on-1 fast break the other way. Drives through. Tough shot on the baseline. Can't muscle it up and in for Ruge. And a foul after the rebound against Amanda Lay. It's going to be on Ruge.
They call a quick little time on the floor. Yeah, we called it's a timeout. Thought they were giving the player time to tie her shoe, but it's a short timeout.
4 minutes to go in this first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service and blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back in this first quarter, 3:59 to go. 8-4 lead for Lumen Christie over Hanover Horton. And now beating the full court press. Hanover Horton trying to get a quick score the other way, but a little bit too fast passing up the floor. It's turned over on the other end.
Kind of feels like maybe they should have just slowed down, set up their offense. They're not going to outrun this Lumen team. We've already seen pretty early on, this is a very quick Lumen. You're not going to outrun them, so run your offense.
Now Lumen, another try here. Kenna Hunt at the top of the key, guarded by Strade. Crossover on the left, kicks it back outside to the top of the key for Ruge. Now pass fake outside, head fake through. Now back for Boyce. She's trapped there, harassed by Maggie Soper. Able to get the bounce pass back outside for Rozek.
How lucky there.
Yeah, cuts through, right hook. That's off the mark, and Hanover Horton will let the pass go out of bounds. The shot out of bounds, I should say. Now another full court press the other way. I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Forest Chem Drive. Quick passing up the floor. Now dish down low. Left hook up and in for Morgan Poole, her first bucket.
Took their time, passed the ball around, found the open person down low. I mean, they had three looks. They had jumper looks.
And now a quick layup on the other end for Kenna Hunt in traffic.
I got to shut up to give you time to get that call because Lumen's so quick.
I know. That's just say it all right there as Hunt able to poke it away for another steal in the full court press. Sidestep three. Hunt off the heel and another rebound for Cool. 10-6 for Lumen over Hanover Horton. Back at the top of the key, three, Soper, that's off the mark. Offensive rebound down to Cool. Backs down her defender, back outside. Soper, another try, and another miss. Rebound loose, and another Hanover Horton try with Strade. Back outside, Cool, cut off on the baseline. Jab step, bounce pass back out to the perimeter for Strade. Hanover Horton through the lane. Strade, she is fouled on the drive against Boyce, her second.
Saw the opportunity to test the middle there, and she took it, and she drew the foul. We're seeing that quite a bit from Hanover Horton here tonight. Now, the last possession, they took the time, got the open shot. This time, they kept testing the middle, trying to draw that foul.
Hanover Horton inbounding on the right side of the basket with Allie Strade, lobbing it to the free throw line, back for Cool. Now in for Maggie Soper, back for Cool. Drives through, left wing, Strade, fires the three, makes the three.
Just like that, they're down one. And look, Lumen has four fouls on the board. Hanover Horton doesn't have any. That's gonna play a role here soon.
Now Lumen moving the ball around, trying to get an answer. Back for Ruge, back out to the perimeter for Paige LaFear, getting her first action. Back for Hunt. Picks up the dribble. Back outside to the corner. Ruge drives through the lane, muscling it up. No. Another rebound down to Molly Soper.
Got away with it. She stepped on the line on that drive.
Now on the top of the key. Back for Maggie Soper. And the pass is going to be out of bounds. Looks like last touch by Rozek.
Boy, 90 seconds to go here in the first. And this is a lot. This is a tight game. A lot tighter than I think a lot of people thought it was going to be.
And it felt like early, it felt like Lumen was like dominating a little bit, but just really couldn't get that separation. Hanover Horton just hanging in there with nice solid offense, slowing things down. Now on the right-hand side for Strade, back on the left for Maggie Soper. Lobbing it down low for Cool. Turnaround hook is up and in, and Hanover leads 11-10.
Nice little move down low to get around the defender, get that big power move to go up and get the two.
1 minute left in the Hanover Horton School's first quarter. Half spin at the free throw line. Rozek lost the dribble, stolen away by Cool.
I think some feet got tangled up there.
Hanover Horton And now leading for the first time, trying to build a little bit of a lead now to end the quarter as Soper has it at the top, back over for Craigie, back on for the first time. Maggie Soper through the lane, tough shot off the glass and in on the run.
They just keep running the offense, little pick and rolls here and there. Eventually the defense breaks down and Hanover Horton strikes as soon as that opportunity's there.
Kenna Hunt through the lane, 25 seconds left in the Hanover Horton school's first. We'll see if Lumen slows it down for the final shot. Kathleen Doane back outside for Lafier. And for Kenna Hunt, top of the key. Now 13 seconds left in the quarter. Telling her teammates to clear out. Kenna Hunt, head fake, spin through the lane, tough shot up, no, and a foul. So she'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, you mentioned the retro Rockets look for the Comets. I kind of feel like we got like a retro 80s look for the Celtics with the Titans uniform.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, yeah?
Yeah, got kind of that arched Titans on the front, kind of like the Celtics. Got a little bit of that green. First Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw off the mark for Kenna Hunt. She'll get one more try.
I think everybody on the floor would have to look up Larry Bird. They wouldn't have a clue.
Misses both at the line. Now Hanover Horton trying to work the ball up the floor for a good shot at the buzzer. Molly Soper got an open look for three, but it was late and it was off. And Hanover Horton, nice way to finish that first quarter. They lead 13-10 over the Lumen Christie Titans going into the second quarter, which is next in 60 seconds. You've got girls playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson. 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Now in the second quarter here at Grass Lake High School for our second girls district semifinal this evening. Hanover Horton leading Lumen Christie 13-10 now at the start of the second quarter. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Hanover Horton with the first possession. As Craigie back into the corner, back around the perimeter. Molly Soper head fake driving through the lane, able to shuffle that back out to Cool. And now trying to get it back down low to Soper, and it's thrown away. Now Lumen Christie quickly up the floor with Lily Ganton on the baseline. Floater off the mark. Rebound loose, and it'll be last touched. It looked like Lumen to me, and it was last touched by Lumen.
Ganton, when she brought that down, kept her dribble. I don't know if I've ever seen this. Gave a head fake while she had her dribble. Got the defender off the ground and just went around her. She didn't make the shot, but that was a sweet move.
It was at least a nice move to set it up,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Wow.
Can't allow her to get too many of those looks that often as Hanover Horton against the press. It's going to be stolen away. Rozek all alone going to lay it up and in on the other end.
That's just quickness. Quickness with your feet, quickness with your hands, and then just to bring it all the way down for the score.
Now a little bit of a half-court press now for the Lady Titans. It's 13-12 Hanover over Lumen. 1 minute into the second quarter as we now got a jump ball forced at the midcourt by Lafier. And Lumen going the other way with it. Nice turnover forced by Lafier.
Well, it was a good coaching move for Jesse Brown to go to that half-court press. Lumen got hot. Basketball's a game of streaks. You got to disrupt that rhythm. So he brings a half-court press out. And it's been, what, Lumen possessions three times in a row now.
Yeah, with all those turnovers there. A couple turnovers. Now Lafier down low, follow-away shot, no, and a rebound down to Craigie.
Almost lost the handle on that, out of bounds.
Brings the ball before herself for the Lady Comets. Now on the baseline for Maggie Soper. She's trapped and has it ripped away.
She picked up her dribble into two-way jerseys.
Now on the other end for Rozek. That's going to be blocked away by Hanover Horton. And now a turnover.
Had her foot on the line. Foot on the line right down here in front of us.
And now another full court press here for Lumen Christie. Hanover Horton inbounding with Maggie Soper. Gets it in for Strayed. Now trying to work up the floor as Lumen now retreats. Hanover Horton now trying to set up their offense. Maggie Soper at the top has it poked away. Recollects near half court. Now drives through at the top of the key for Craigie. Now in the corner for Amanda Lay. Picks it up back outside. Molly Soper driving through. Step back mid-range, doesn't pull it. Back outside for Craigie. Through into the corner for Soper again. Now on the drive, back in the corner. Craigie, three, too strong. And a rebound for Lumen.
So Hanover Horton just keeps... I don't have time. They're too fast.
Three in the corners, up and in for Lucy Rozek. And Lumen back in front, 15-13.
They just bring it down, find the open person, and shoot. I don't know what you call that offense.
Stolen on the inbound by Kenna Hunt, and she's able to score with the tough shot over the contest.
So fast. They are so fast.
And another steal. Lafier right to the basket. Fouled, and she'll get a trip to the line as Lumen Christie starting to provide some headaches with their half-court press.
That was number 21 who came in with their arms up. That was Craig. Just came in with their arms up, but it just kept running into her. Just you knew the foul was coming. You could see it coming 5 feet away.
Now at the line for two, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. Paige Lafier, first one is in. And now a timeout on the floor. Yes. You don't really see timeouts mid free throws like that, but alas, we got one right here.
Is that a Hanover Horton timeout?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Full timeout for Hanover Horton. Trailing Lumen Christie 18-13. 5:10 to go in the second. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Two of two at the line there for Paige Lafier out of the timeout. Now 19-13, Lumen over Hanover Horton. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Fallaway in the lane, off the mark for Morgan Poole, and then she taps the rebound out of bounds. So Lumen going the other direction, getting another stop.
I see why Coach called that timeout there in between the free throws. He needed to disrupt that full court press. So he came out with a different look after the made free throw and able to get the ball down the court quickly.
Lumen outscoring Hanover Horton 9-0 in the second quarter. Trying to build on that lead. Three on the left by Hunt, off the mark. And now a rebound down to Duane. Back in the corner for Paige Lafier. Gets the screen from Duane, now through the lane, and she draws another foul as Paige Lafier, she's making an impact off the bench.
Yeah, it was Doan who picked up that rebound over here on this side. She kind of followed the shot, just put herself on the opposite side from where it was coming to get that offensive board.
Molly Soper with the foul as we've got Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws once more for LaFair. She misses the first one.
Student body out here trying to be a little disruptive on the free throw.
Yeah, good amount here.
That's bad,
coming from both, yeah, for both sides. As you would hope for these playoff games, the free throws off Hunt, the offensive rebound, put back up and in.
Good, strong move. And just when you're getting those type of offensive boards, it's Will.
And not the tallest player on the floor either, but it doesn't matter. Able to sneak in for that rebound and the score as the half-court press now for Lumen. Cool trying to get across the line. She does. Able to get it inside half court. Fakes the handoff. Trying to get this one back over to the side. Stolen away. LaFear again, 2-on-1. And she loses it out of bounds. It's last touch by Strayed. Good recovery defensively to disrupt that fast break.
Well, cool. Down on the other end. She was running out of time. She had to get it to somebody. She picked up the ball after crossing the timeline and could not find a body to get it to.
Lumen inbounding on the right side of the basket. In for Hunt. Fires the three after a sidestep. That's off the mark. Rebound muscle down by Cool and a Lumen foul on that rebound.
That's on number 32. Going to pick that one up, LaFear. I really like what I see out of LaFear coming off the bench. It's not like this Lumen team was lacking spark, but she provided a little heat.
And now we got another steal on the inbound Hunt. And now Lumen moving the ball around the perimeter. Three in the right corner. Rozek, that's off the heel. And able to fight for the rebound, but another foul. They're going to call that one on Rozek, it looks like.
He also had a couple Hannibal Horton bodies getting tangled up. Almost another loose ball turnover there.
Cody Ruge with the foul. Substitution here. Lily Ganton into the game, sending Ruge to the bench with her second foul. Hannibal Horton quick inbound, and then a dish up ahead to Strayed to beat the press, but now she's trapped immediately as she picked up the dribble, and then a foul is called as she tried to pass that one away.
It's you get stuck picking up the ball right there on the sideline. I mean, you're asking for trouble, especially after a fast break where they're already set up for a double team.
It's on Kathleen Doan as the three-pointer on the left wing off the mark by Strayed, but an offensive rebound. The ball's then lost out of bounds by Hannibal Horton. Lumen going the other way.
You see Jesse Brown's squad, they've got a lot of players coming in, and now he's doing a lot of subbing. It feels like he got talent up and down this Lumen team, and you can just plug and play.
Just like their boys' counterparts, as Hunt has her pass tipped out of bounds by Maggie Soper, and Lumen will inbound on the right side of the basket. Leading 21-13, outscoring Hanover Horton 11-0 in this second quarter. Hanover Horton still looking for their first point in the quarter as Hunt catch and shoot three on the inbound off the mark. Rebound for Lay. Now quickly up the floor, picks up her dribble. Dishes it back over for Molly Soper. Pulls up for a three. Off the glass and in. Whether she called it or not, that is irrelevant.
Slap counts in basket. You don't ever want to bank a three in, right? But, hey, you'll take it when it lands.
And with how tough this second quarter has been for Hannibal Horton, they're still only trailing by six. As Lumen tries to answer, driving through the lane. Pass fake out, but lost it. Rozek out of bounds. I think they called the foul on Hannibal Horton. It looks like it's going against Strayed.
Yeah, she got her lower body in the way, and she hit the floor hard. You could feel, I'm standing up here, you could feel it on the feet. It was a hard hit.
Able to brush that one off. It was actually on Lay the foul, her first. Now Lumen inbounding back for Hunt on the perimeter, back into the corner for Ganton, and trying to get it back to Hunt. It's tipped out of bounds by the Lady Comets.
I'd like to put a pedometer on Hunt just to see how many miles she's running. Because she's all over the floor. Even when she doesn't have the ball, she's moving so well without the ball.
And now she drives through the lane, pull up at the right elbow, able to get it up and in. A nice score in traffic again.
Yeah, she pulled that one up and just went over people. It wasn't an open shot by any means.
23-16 lead for Lumen over Hannibal Horton. Hannibal Horton ball at the top of the key now with Morgan Cool. Swings it back over outside for Molly Soper. Drives through, trying to get the needle threaded down low to Strayed, but a jump ball forced by Lumen. It will stay with the Lady Comets.
Oh, and that's what you got to do down there. You got to be scrappy. You got to be disruptive. You got to get your hands on the ball whenever they bring it down low when they're under the basket.
Inbounding on the left side. Now pull up on the mid-range. Molly Soper able to get it in for two.
Big, nice head fake there. And then a quick dribble right. Wide open shot for and drained it.
Just a five-point Lumen lead now with the ball. Buck 45 to go in the first half. Now for Lucy Rozek. Goes away from the screen. Spin move through the lane. Through and might have had it blocked by Maggie Soper. Now Hanover Horton up the floor with Amanda Lay. Stops on the right corner. Back down low on the drive. Tough shot, but a foul. And we'll have a couple free throws here for Hanover.
It wasn't quite fast break speed, but it was great ball movement as they were moving the ball down. Wasn't a whole lot of dribbling. It was a lot of passing back and forth. That was kind of like a drill that you practice.
Looks like a non-shooting foul on Kenna Hunt. It's going to be an inbound for Hanover Horton on the right side of the basket with Allie Strayed. Now getting it in to Lay. Handoff now for Soper. Drives through the lane and a tough foul, and she almost got the three-point opportunity, but she is going to get a trip to the line.
She's spending a lot of time on the floor here tonight, but that's one of your keys. You got to drive. You got to try to draw that foul. Know that you're not going to have a high-quality shot, but know that you're going to get to the free throw line.
Maggie Silver at the line for two. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. She makes the first one. Quick substitution here as Haley Craig in for Amanda Lay. Also another substitution, Erin O'Dowd getting her first action in this one for Lumen, sending Lily Ganton to the bench.
I don't think Hunt's been out yet, has she? She's been on the floor the whole time, I think.
I think she has. Yeah, I don't think she's been subbed out as Soper gets both free throws, trimming the deficit to three. Lumen drive and kick. O'Dowd for three, off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped away, follows her shot, can't put it back up and in. Another Lumen offensive rebound, put back by Hunt, no, goes again to O'Dowd, and then she loses it out of bounds. Great stop for Hanover.
This is one of those opportunities where you just got to kick it out, start your offense all over again. They weren't getting good looks inside.
Good, tough defense in the paint for Hanover Horton, and now a travel on the inbound by Craig, just tried to get a little bit ahead of herself, trying to move it up the floor against the press.
Well, it was a very scrappy, very tight full court press. She had a small window of opportunity to get the ball out and just, you know, try to do it on the run.
Now for Lumen, Kenna Hunt fires the three, pull up, that's off the mark, and a rebound by Soper. Hanover Horton can tie with a three with 45 seconds left here in the second quarter. Stops now through for Cool. Bad pass through her fingertips, and it's stolen away by Rozek. Lumen up the floor on the left wing. 33 seconds left in the half. Hunt back over for Lafier, and back up top for Hunt. Dribbles back on the outside for Rozek. Moving around the perimeter. O'Dowd at the free throw line, back outside. Lafier, three, too strong. Offensive rebound down to Doan. Put back, no. More chances and another miss. Outlet up ahead for Hanover on a little bit of a break, and a foul as Allie Strayed finds her way to the line.
That was a good look to get it up court to Strayed. And Lafier, who was playing catch-up, came in to try to make the stop but found quite a bit of arm.
8 seconds left in the half. We got two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws from Allie Strayed so far with 4 points. And the first one off the mark. Quick substitution, Lily Ganton in for Paige Lafier for Lumen. As Lumen will try to get a quality shot to end the half after this second free throw, which is up and no good. Rebound loose. Rozek has it quickly up the floor. 5 seconds to work with. Dribble to the left wing. Back in the corner. O'Dowd. Three. No at the buzzer. And that does it for a pretty entertaining first half of basketball.
Yeah. You know, that last transaction down here, when you have 8 seconds left, the reaction's going to be for a lot of kids to kind of throw it up a lot sooner than they need to. Now, even though they didn't make the three, they had 8 seconds, and they used almost all of the 8 seconds to find what was an open opportunity down there in the corner for the three. So good, smart heads-up basketball for Lumen. Really, it feels like from start to finish from the, you know, that whole first half.
And it'll be a 23-20 advantage for Lumen Christi over Hanover Horton going into halftime, which will come back in 2 minutes. We'll discuss what we saw in that first half more in detail. That's coming up. You've got girls district semifinal basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are at halftime between Lumen Christi and Hanover Horton for our second girls district semifinal this evening. 23-20 lead for Lumen over Hanover Horton. As we now dive into the halftime report brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. And Mark, I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like Lumen has kind of dominated this first half, but it's kind of surprising they're only up three.
Yeah, scoreboard doesn't show it, but I feel the same way. But Hanover Horton, let's not forget, they're pretty deep too. They've got a lot of familiar last names on that team. And when they've been down on the other side, they're taking their time. They're finding the open shots. As much as Lumen's doing to disrupt their flow, Hanover Horton's been able to overcome it. They've been able to make up a deficit after losing a lead, but having a little separation there in the score. They've been able to gain that back. Hanover Horton is just good, scrappy, gritty defense, and patient on offense.
And we've seen them be able to make these adjustments. We've seen Lumen throw a couple of full-court presses, half-court presses their way, maybe a little bit of zone here and there. But Hanover Horton's been able to make those adjustments and been able to find a way to overcome that. And even when they went into that little bit of that hole, that 11-point hole there in the second quarter, they didn't give up, and they themselves were able to end that half on a 7-2 run. So Hanover Horton, they've just been able to keep up with Lumen Christi.
Then we mentioned at the time, that timeout in the middle of two free throws. Yes. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
You do that to disrupt, usually you see that at the end of the game, to disrupt the rhythm of the free throw shooter when you're trying to limit that impact. But they called it. They changed their play for what they've been doing for their press breaker. And then it seemed like they've had success from that point on. That timeout and in-game adjustment by Joe Lusk, it gave Hanover Horton that rhythm that they needed and broke up what Luma was trying to do.
And they're doing a good job moving the ball around, getting those quality scores. When they do slow down their offense, unfortunately, they got caught up in some of those turnovers in the open floor with that Lumen press. But otherwise, again, Hanover Horton, got to give them big-time credit, able to keep up with this good Lumen Christie team. Again, just the eye test, it looks like Lumen should be up a lot more than just 3 points. But Hanover Horton, they're finding a way to stick around. And, I mean, this is going to be an interesting second half.
It's going to be fun. What type of adjustments do you make when you come on out? If you're Lumen, they had success early in the first quarter with some of those three pointers, but since that point they've been throwing them up, but they haven't really been falling. They've had a lot of luck with their mid-range shots. And not so much down low. So maybe you adjust that a little bit to where you test the middle, pull up for the jumper, the short jumper. I've always said if you're living and dying by the three, and if it's not falling, you got to pivot to something else. So I think Lumen might have more success if they just move away from the three a little bit and try to test that middle a little more.
Yeah, and especially Hanover Horton, they were playing some good, tough defense there in the paint. We saw several possessions there down the stretch of the second quarter where Lumen was, get several, second, third, fourth chances off all these offensive rebounds, and they still aren't able to come away with the basket because Hanover Horton is standing tall. Even if they don't get those initial rebounds, they're still able to stand tall and force those misses and ultimately come away with the stop. So, again, I've just been really impressed with Hanover Horton. I think defensively specifically, it seems like even though Lumen Christie's been able to get a lot of those steals, a lot of those fast break scores, they just really haven't had the half-court success that they've needed.
Yeah, the Comets in their Rockets uniforms have been able to overcome. And, even though they've had those turnovers, when they get down on offense, and not fast, they're not as fast as Lumen when they're able to get down on offense, they're patient, they're looking for the right shots, and they're converting.
Go through some of the point totals here. Kenna Hunt leading the way for all scorers, 10 points for Lumen. We've also got 7 points for Lucy Rozek, 4 points for Kathleen Doan, and 2 for Paige Lafier. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, leading scorer is Molly Soper with 8 points. And then 4 points each for Molly Strade, Maggie Soper, and Morgan Poole. So we'll see a pretty interesting second half in store. As we give a quick shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Grimes Plumbing, Automotive Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Steel Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix. That'll do it for the halftime report brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. Again, halftime score, Lumen Christie 23, Hanover Horton 20. And when we come back, we'll have live coverage of the second half for you here from Grass Lake High School. Coming up in 90 seconds, you've got girls district playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
No need to stress filling out a bracket this year. McKibben Media Group presents the March Mania Bracket List Contest. All you have to do is guess the winning team of the big basketball tournament, and you could win a big screen TV and a Bluetooth tower speaker. First runner-up will win a 4K outdoor projector. To enter, go to foxsports1019.com. The March Mania Bracket List Contest from Kettlebell Hotspot, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, County National Bank, Bud Light, and Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Yeah.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Quick three up and in, just like that to start the third quarter. Lucy Rozek for Lumen Christi pushes the lead to 6, 26-20. Lumen over Hanover Horton. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. As Lumen, a quick steal just like that. Kenna Hunt pushing the pace coast to coast. Now at the elbow, back outside. Rozek through the lane. Layup right hand, no. Rebound loose. Put back off the glass and in for Cody Ruge.
That is, I mean, again, they just came out fast paced on both ends of the court for Lumen and just outrunning everything Hanover Horton wants to do.
We didn't even have time to get settled in. We just had to go right into it, already putting points up on the board. As Hanover Horton going from left to right on your radio dial in this second half. This third quarter brought to you by Lomar Machine and Tool. Fall away jumper by Cool, no, but a put back up and in by Molly Soper.
Great way to follow the ball, get yourself in position for the offensive board and put back.
Now 28-22, Lumen over Hanover Horton just into this third quarter. Top of the key for Lucy Rozek. Now back outside for Hunt. Stops at the top of the key. Couple crossovers. To the left. Sidestep. Three. Off right. And a rebound down for Soper.
The threes just aren't falling for Hunt right now. Anything inside the free throw line, she's draining. But beyond the arc, it's been a difficult night for her.
Now back at the top of the key for Soper. Outside for Strayed. Guarded by Hunt out there. See, a little bit of a zone man defense, hybrid defense, as the backdoor cut is going to be thrown away out of bounds by Hanover. Lumen going the other direction.
They anticipated the cut, and Lumen able to disrupt that, prevent that pass from getting there.
6-point Lumen lead. About 2 minutes into this Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. Kenna Hunt at the top of the key now swings it back over to the right for Doan in the corner for Ruge. Dribbles back outside now around the perimeter on the left for Boyce. Dishing it down low on the block for Doan. Back up top, wide open three. Ruge, yes!
All right, you mentioned what I said. I want to reference what I said during the halftime show about moving away from the threes. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Hey, they started to fall, and that looking just like the boys' counterparts for Lumen last night. They went ice cold from deep in the second quarter and then started to heat up a little bit in the second half. Pass poked out of bounds for Hanover. Now trying to get it down low. It's another steal. Lumen the other way. 4-on-3. Doan at the top. Now on the right for Hunt. Dishes it down low for Rozek. Up and under. Doesn't take it. Back outside for Hunt. Lumen will slow it down. Just kidding. A quick three for Hunt is up and in.
There it is. It's like the anti-jinx going on with me right now.
And for me, for that matter.
I say what I say, and then the opposite happens the next time down, which is fine. That's what happens. When you start draining stuff, it becomes infectious. That's why this game is a game of streaks. One person gets the hot hand, then another person develops it, then another develops it, and then all of a sudden you've got three different people shooting threes within the first few minutes of this third quarter.
It's like these boys and girls Lumen teams are kind of mirrors of each other. It's the same thing. Once they get hot from three, they're just so hard to stop. They can put up points in a flash, and just like that, 34-22, it's 11-2. In the third quarter for Lumen in the first 3 minutes of this Lomar Machine and Tool third. As a quick timeout there by Hanover Horton. Timeout over. Here comes that Lumen full court press. Also got a score update here. 32-24 Western over Michigan Center at halftime over there at Chelsea. That's a big matchup there.
Yeah, both of those are really good teams.
Hanover Horton trapped in the backcourt. And it looks like we got a... 10-second violation. Took too long to get into the front court. You don't see those very often.
That happened quick. Well, I mean, I wasn't watching the pot, so it happened that quick. We were in the conversation about... Watch pot never boils. We were in the conversation about what's happening at the other gym, and that was a fast 10 seconds.
Now kicking in the corner, three for Lumen, off the mark for Doan, out of bounds. Last tipped by Hanover, another chance for the Lady Titans.
Well, it didn't hit the rim, and when it came down, it just glanced the Hanover Horton player and went right out.
Quick catch and three in the corner, off the mark for Ruge, and then a jump ball, I believe, or a foul, rather, one of the two. I think it was a jump ball there.
Yeah, I think that we didn't get a call either way to the table.
Yeah.
But it's coming this way for Hanover Horton.
So the jump ball going in favor of the Comets. Now inbound for Craig, who tries to spin her way up the floor, trying to beat the press. She does. Splits the defense, loses the dribble, stolen away again, this time by Doan, but it's stolen right back and then turned over right back. Molly Soper to pass right through her fingertips and out of bounds.
Soper had a wide open three opportunity right there, and she was looking at the basket before she reined in that pass.
Kenna Hunt, top of the key, 34-22, fires another deep one. That's off the heel. Offensive rebound put up and in. Kathleen Doan.
Again, opposite side of where the ball was being shot from. Got the position. Moved away from the defender, just around the box out. Got the position and just quick, easy putback.
And now another steal on the ball. It's Lucy Rozek quickly knifing her way to the rim. Shot off the mark. Hunt, rebound, putback. No, again. Rebound tipped away. This time comes down to the Comets.
Boy, that was just bouncing around on the rim for a while.
Now Hanover Horton really needs a bucket here, trying to settle in offensively. Down by 14. This is the large lead of the game for Lumen Christie. 3:38 to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter here from Grass Lake High School. Bad entry pass. It's tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Hanover Horton going the other way with Lumen again on a turnover.
Another forced turnover there by this Lumen defense.
Ellie Strayed in for Molly Soper for the Lady Comets as Kenna Hunt brings the ball up the floor for Lumen Christie to the top of the key. Now off to the near side for Doan into the corner. Three-pointers up and in, raining threes. This time Ruby Boyce strikes from the corner.
Unselfish basketball. They both are right there kind of in the same area. Just dished it over the person. He had a little bit better position for the three.
The lead ballooning out to 17 after leading by just three at halftime. We got a foul on the other end. Hanover Horton looks like they're going to get a couple of free throws.
It's kind of like what I was talking about early. You're driving to the hoop. You know you're not going to make the basket. She basically threw it up as she was falling down just so she'd get to the draw the foul and get to the free throw line.
Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. First free throw up and in for Maggie Soper. She's got 5 points for the Lady Comets.
And that's only the third point this quarter, isn't it, for Hanover?
It is.
Yeah.
Getting outscored 16-3 now. 16-3, it stays as she misses the second free throw. Rozek into the front court. Now on the left, Hunt fires the three. Too strong, and it's saved on the rebound by Ruge. Looks like she stepped on the line, however, and out of bounds.
It feels like Hunt is the go-to. This is our first game that we saw a little bit of Lumen girls basketball when we covered Lumen earlier in the season. But it just feels like Hunt is like the go-to person for this Lumen offense, and Things just aren't falling for her tonight.
But her team, I'm sure she'll take that success. We got a 5-second inbound violation on Hanover Horton. Took too long against that Lumen full court press, and it's turned over. Lumen now inbounding on the right side of the basket as Molly Soper back in for Amanda Lay. Inbound to the corner for Hunt. Floater in the lane. That one's up and in for Hunt.
Beautiful shot. Nice little floater. Up and over the D. Nice shot.
She's got 15 points, and she tries to get another steal in the open court. She does in the half-court press. Lumen leads by 18, trying to build on that even further. 2:30 to go in the Lomar Machine and Tool third quarter. Floater on the left hand. No by Rozek, and it's last touch out of bounds by her. Hanover Horton going the other way. More full-court pressure.
Lumen's just creating... That defense just creating difficulties for Hanover Horton. Not too long ago, that was the second violation, time violation that we saw that was created by this Lumen defense.
We talked about what adjustments would be made at halftime. Well, Lumen, wow. Big time adjustments on both ends, picking up even more turnovers, and they're really, really executing offensively. Now inbound to Craig at the half court, and it's poked away out of bounds, last touched by Ruby Boyce.
This is number 12, Kathleen Doan, just causing enough of a disruption with the person she was defending, allowed Rube to come up and swat that ball from behind.
Now Hanover has it in the corner for Maggie Soper, cut off on the baseline by Doan. Back outside now for Molly Soper, back for Maggie Soper through the lane. Tough shot, no. Rebound put back, no, but a foul. Morgan Poole going to the line for two.
Great opportunity there to follow the ball, get around the defender, and instead of going up, bringing the rebound, and you see a lot of people do that power dribble just to get a little bit better, she goes right back up with it and draws a foul.
Fouls on Ruby Boyce, her third. Let's see if she gets replaced here. And first free throw up and in for Morgan Poole, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Paige LaFleur on for Cody Ruge. So they are going to leave Boyce on with three fouls.
God, they're deep. Yeah, we've seen that already, the deep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a plug-and-play kind of a team.
Second free throw in for Cool. She's got six. 41-25. Lead for Lumen Christie with the ball. Moving it into the corner for Boyce. 1:53 to go in the Wilmar Machine and Tool third. Skips it back to the other corner for Hunt. Trying to get the crossover. Cuts through the lane. Dish on the baseline and gets it back outside. Deep three. Hunt. And
wow.
That's good.
Deep three. There's a Kelly Express Mart logo on the floor over the other side. It was. I'm calling it a logo three.
I was about to say, would that count as a logo three?
I'm counting as a logo three.
Let's do it. Let's be honest. If she was straight away, that would have been on the logo. So we'll call it. And another steal, by the way, by Lumen. Shot in the lane. No. LaFleur able to get the rebound back. Blocked away by Molly Soper, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hanover Horton.
I mean, these two teams are fighting. I love how aggressive everybody on the floor is being when they're just fighting for position and possession, trying to get that ball back up for off the rebound. It's fun to watch this kind of basketball. It really is.
And, Mark, is it just me, or has the ball been on that side of the floor this whole third quarter?
We should move the table down there.
I know. We'll get a better view. LaFleur in the corner, three. That's off the heel. Rebound tipped away, and another offensive rebound for the Lady Titans. Hunt shuffles it back outside. Rozek, three. In and out. And this time a rebound pulled down by Maisie Totef on for the first time. Now Hanover up top, trailing by 19 points through the lane. A blocking foul committed on Ruby Boyce. This will send Hanover Horton to the line for two.
Tried to get position. It just did not have her feet set long enough for that one to be considered a charge. But she took it. She took the hit. She hit the floor. Hanover Horton at the line for two.
Always straight shooting these two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. And the first one is too strong. So now Boyce heads to the bench with four fouls. She's replaced by Lily Ganton. One more free throw on the way. That one's good. Able to make one of two. She's got 5 points. 45 seconds left in the Wilmar Machine and Tool third quarter. Hunt at the top of the key. Kicks into the corner. Pump fake by Ganton. Drives on the baseline and threw it away. Stolen away by Totef. 18-point lead for Lumen Christie. Corner three ball off the mark for Totef. Now Hanover Horton up the floor, make it Lumen up the floor with Rozek. 20 seconds left in this quarter. Kenna Hunt near half court with 18 points heating up in the third quarter. Now on the baseline, kick, three-pointer, Ganton short, long rebound out to LaFleur, drives through the lane, puts it up and in, but it won't count. The foul took place before the shot.
We talked about how earlier how it was so aggressive, everybody going for the loose ball. And boy, that one came off the rim and bounced on the floor. It's like nobody wanted that rebound.
Now an inbound to Hunt, 5 seconds in the quarter. Sidestep three, that's too strong. Offensive rebound, put back up and in, no. And that'll do it for the third quarter of play. Lumen Christie exploding for 21 points, outscoring Hanover Horton 21-6. And they lead 44-26 going into the fourth and final quarter. In the district semifinals here from Grass Lake High School, we're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Stress filling out a bracket this year, McKibben Media Group presents the March Mania Bracket List Contest. All you have to do is guess the winning team of the big basketball tournament and you could win a big screen TV and a Bluetooth tower speaker. First runner-up will win a 4K outdoor projector. To enter, go to FoxSports1019.com. The March Mania Bracket List Contest from Kettlebell Hotspot, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, County National Bank, Bud Light, and Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back here for the fourth and final quarter, brought to you by Chelsea State Bank at Grass Lake High School, our second girls district semifinal this evening. Lumen Christie leading 44-26 over Hanover Horton as we get a quick three for Ruby Boyce to open up the scoring.
They're just so quick. So quick with a release. So quick finding the open three.
Connor Dockery and Mark W. Daly with you on 95.9 The Power Cows. We got another steal. Lafier up ahead to Hunt. Layup, no, but she is fouled and she gets another trip to the line.
We saw that last game with Grass Lake and we're seeing it here with Lumen. Really good at looking up court on that fast break. It's coaching right there, being able to see who the open person is, having forward thinking about that and getting them the ball on that fast break.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws here for Kenna Hunt with 18 points. She misses the first one. Got a quick score update, 43-34 Western over Center after three quarters.
Made that second one.
Now more full court pressure. Hanover Horton trying to get into the front court. Molly Soper able to pass up ahead to beat that press. Now for Lay driving to the basket, and she is hammered for two. That was actually Maggie Soper getting these two free throws.
It's going to be Ganton who's going to get that foul.
I've noticed with Lumen, it seems like when they foul, they're sure to foul hard. They don't want to allow any chance of any and one. Like they, I think it's the mindset of, if I'm going to foul you, I'm going to make darn sure you're not going to get that shot up.
Right. Yeah. They fully commit to the foul.
So the first Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw, this time from Soper off the mark. She gets one more try. And the second free throw is in. She's got 6 points, and now Lumen going up the floor with Kenna Hunt leading by 21 points. 1 minute into this Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Kicks into the corner for a wide open Rozek, and that's going to be off the mark out of bounds.
It's tipped. Got a hand on it.
Nice closeout there by the Lady Comets. Quick inbound mid-range J. Another tip that time by Soper. Gets it back mid-range J. That's off the mark. Now Hanover Horton quickly the other way. Molly Soper cut off in the corner. Gives it back to Maggie Soper and a foul called.
It's another one on Ganton.
She's got three now, personal. Now inbound on the right side of the basket as we've got Riley O'Dowd getting her first playing time tonight, sending Ganton to the bench. Now a quick inbound tipped away by Hunt, but it's kept by Hanover and then tipped again by Hunt. This time it's stolen. Rozek quickly into the front court. Hunt wide open for three. This time it's short. Rebound down for Kuhl and a jump ball forced by Doan.
They both went up for it. They both grabbed it in midair. They both came down, hit the floor. All having equal possession the whole time.
Now Hanover will inbound going the full length of the floor against another Lumen full court press. 48-27 the score, Lumen over Hanover. Girls district semifinals. Winner will face Grass Lake on Friday in this building. Kuhl pass in the baseline. Just, oh my, they're going to say that was tipped by Lumen. Didn't look like it. Looked like it just sailed over Lay and out of bounds. Lumen inbounding. Make it Hanover inbounding. Back to the opposite corner. Now down low for Soper. Swinging it back outside. Molly Soper. Step back. Three. That's off the heel. Rebound down for Kuhl. Now she's backing down her defender. Fallaway shot. That one might have been blocked by Doan. And now Lumen up the floor with Hunt. In the corner, crossover through the lane. Tough shot off the glass and in to split the defense.
That's Hunt just imposing her will. Willing that shot off the glass and in. Nice, tough shot.
Would you guess she's a freshman with her performance in this one?
I would not have guessed that she's a freshman.
Just very impressive. And now we got a three ball in the other corner for Maggie Soper to get up to 9 points. Lumen has their lead cut to 20, 50-30. 5:35 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter here from Grass Lake High School. As Lumen moves it into the near side corner, gets the screen. Rozek back outside. Lafier, three ball up and in. Nothing but net.
Wow. Beautiful shot. High arc on that. Wide open. Again, Lumen's ability to find anybody on the floor in a white jersey that's open.
And just like the boys, it seems like everybody can shoot the three.
Yeah.
Makes them so deadly as Soper drives through the lane. Might have been blocked away by Lafier. Able to get the ball back. Soper for three off the mark and rebounded by Doan.
Now, it feels like, at least in this game anyway, if you just put them up against each other in a three-point contest, this girls' team could probably beat the guys in a three contest.
I think it would at least be a close competition.
Because the
same thing with the guys. Everybody can shoot the three, but, boy, these girls have some shooters.
Yeah.
And Hunt at the free throw line, able to kick it back out to the corner. Rozek, three. That's off. Rebound down to Lay.
I didn't just jinx it, did I?
You might have.
Oh, man.
Just might have. Hanover quickly the other way. Layup off the glass. No. Rebound put back up and in for Molly Soper.
Well, it's just a way to follow. Way to follow it. Get in position and put it back up.
And now we're going to have a timeout on the floor. A full timeout for Lumen Christie. We're going to step aside as well. 4:10 left in this one. 53-32. Lumen over Hanover Horton. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they. Membership up where they. Keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final stretch in this one, 53-32, Lumen over Hanover Horton out of the timeout. Lady Titans with the ball, 3:50 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. You're from Grass Lake High School, the girls' district semifinals. We got a whistle up top against the Lady Comets. This one is going to come against Molly Soper.
We haven't had a whole lot. This has been a fairly clean.
Now that I say it, it's going to change. You know it, because that's how the second half has gone. But it's been a fairly clean fourth quarter.
We got a kicked ball here for Hanover Horton. That one off the foot of Maisie Totef. Now another timeout on the floor.
It's Hanover Horton calling a fourth.
Yeah. We're going to leave it right here for the time being. Want to give a shout out to some of our sponsors here. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. Thank you for your support all season long. As Lumen Christie just really just turned it to another gear here in the second half. It was 23-20 at halftime. Meanwhile, in the second half, they have outscored Hanover Horton 30-12.
Well, a lot of that has been, you know, about the threes I said they should move away from. They've been training those threes.
It's a good thing they didn't listen to your advice.
No. Oh, man.
But, hey, it's a good, as you mentioned, maybe a good broadcaster's jinx.
Maybe.
Positive broadcaster's
maybe.
Jinx.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's, yeah, they've and they've shared the wealth with that a little bit. A lot of times, especially at the high school level, you'll have one or two who are going to take over the team. But it's been spread everywhere. It really has.
Pass immediately poked out of bounds by Molly Soper. So Lumen will have another try to inbound on the far sideline. As the timeout ends, we see Rozek to throw this one in. Gets it into the backcourt for Hunt. Met out there by Totef. Dribbles off to the near side corner. Now back up top for O'Dowd. Back for Hunt in the corner. Fires a three. Makes the three again.
Wow. Freshman.
Freshman putting up 24 points compared to Hanover Horton's 32 as a team. 3:10 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Now for Gant. Make it the... Morgan Cool now on the baseline for Lay, trying to pass outside, and it's stolen away again. Kathleen Doan, another steal. 3 minutes left in this one. Lumen up top with Hunt back over on the perimeter. In the corner for Rozek. Drives through the lane, back outside, straight away. Three, Ruge. That's off to the right. Rebound by Soper. Outlet pass to nobody and out of bounds.
Just watched it bounce and watched it go out of bounds and let everybody clear on out. Now just take your time. I know it might go against what Lumen naturally wants to do, but just take your time.
Now Morgan Cool getting substituted out, gets a hand from the Hanover Horton supporters here in attendance for her great season, finishing tonight with 6 points. She's replaced by Holly Zantap. Now for Lumen, trapped on the baseline for Riley O'Dowd, trying to pass out, and it was nearly stolen by Soper, but it's tipped out of bounds. Now we're going to get the bench substitutions here for both teams. Final 2:11 of this Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter with Lumen up 24. Trying to get all these names out here. Lila Hamisfar, Holly Zantap. Three-pointer by Hunt. That's too strong for Lumen.
Nice touch of class did by the coach, though, to call the one timeout so Cool could get off as the only senior on this team and get the crowd applause. That was cool.
That was a nice touch there. As Hamisfar has it at the top, now back outside for Morgan Mead, another player who got substituted in. Totef back on the near side for Chloe Beach. Now down low for Zantap. Trying to get up and under, and it looks like she's going to travel down beneath the basket.
Yeah, legs just got tangled up. As she was trying to. She did a lot of pivoting trying to find someone to get that ball to.
Just not able to
get
that pass off. As moving back up the floor with Kenna Hunt. 24 points now on the left. Long ball off the mark for O'Dowd. Offensive rebound for Lumen and lost out of bounds. Last touch by Hanover. That was Maddie Allen getting her first action tonight for Lumen.
Lumen's not taking their foot off the gas. They're trying to shoot threes and looking for open looks here.
Trying to finish as strong as they started the second half as the three-pointer up and in this time for Riley O'Dowd.
Well, you got people in who haven't scored as much as others this game. So, yeah,
certain
give those
others.
Opportunities. Yeah.
Now Hammes Farr on the baseline for Hanover Horton. Tough shot. No offensive rebound put back. Foul and a trip to the line for Morgan Meade. Aaron O'Dowd with the foul.
Only five fouls this whole fourth quarter.
It's been 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First one up and in for Meade, getting the point. Her first off the bench as Hunt heading off. She's replaced by Lily Ganton. Getting a good hand from the Lumen supporters in attendance for her big time scoring effort in her first postseason game. Second free throw up and in for Meade as she makes both. Quick steal on the inbound for Hammes Farr, and then she double dribbles.
She came out of nowhere. Seriously, I had no idea where she came from. All of a sudden, she's in there, and she's picking off the inbound pass.
Just snuck in. Now Lumen up the floor. Final 60 seconds of the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Up 25 on Hanover. Floater on the baseline off the mark. And a rebound track down for Meade. Stolen right back for O'Dowd. Hand off in the corner. Step back three-pointer for Aaron O'Dowd off the mark. Rebound for Totef. Hanover, final 37 seconds. Now on the baseline for Meade, has it ripped away, stolen by Ganton. Trying to get that outlet, but it's nearly stolen right back. Up ahead to Aaron O'Dowd on the block. Shuffles it back off the glass. No, rebound for Meade. Now Hanover, final 20 seconds here on their season. Back in the near corner for Zantop. Picks it up back over for Hammes Farr. Drives through the lane, and she's going to be hammered. Basically clotheslined on the way to the shot, but she's going to go to the line for two.
Well, like you said, Lumen, they don't waste those fouls. They don't leave any question. They really don't.
Again, if you're going to get, if I know I'm fouling you, you are not getting an and one against me. That's been the MO. Hammes Farr, first free throw, yes. Now 59-36 as she makes both. That's been 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Final 3 seconds, slip away, and that will do it. Lumen Christie punching their ticket to the district championship on Friday as they take down Hanover Horton 59-36. Just an incredible effort.
I know we've got to do a little breakdown of this game. That's going to be an epic contest coming up on Friday. From what we saw from that Grass Lake team to what we just saw with this Lumen team, Friday's going to be fun.
And it's a shame because that is really a Final Four quality matchup in Grass Lake and Lumen Christie, but one of those teams has to go down in the district.
Right. Yeah.
It's just how it goes sometimes, mm-hmm. But that's going to be a fun one as we break down this one. Again, it was a pretty closely contested first half. We were kind of surprised. Lumen was playing pretty well in that first half, but couldn't really execute offensively in the half court, and Hanover Horton able to stick around, leading after one, 13-10, but then trailing 23-20 at halftime, and then, boom, second half, Lumen Christie, buzzsaw came in, a flurry of threes in the third quarter, outscoring Hanover 21-6 in the third, and able to kind of coast from there, but
Hanover Horton didn't run out of gas.
No.
Lumen turned the nitrous on.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like coming out in that second half.
Absolutely.
Right.
It just felt like, and it felt like in the first half, it's like I feel like with this team being ranked number three in Division III, it feels like this team hasn't really hit that another gear that we should probably expect from a team of this caliber. And then, right. Boy, did we see that in that third quarter.
Yeah.
just threes all over the place. Nice half-court and full-court pressing to get a lot of those turnovers and get easy scores. As I mentioned, the third quarter, it feels like the whole quarter ball was on that other side of the floor.
It was. It was a ways away. We should have moved. What are they going to do? Tell us no?
We should have carried this table down there like mid-play, basically. Probably would have been fine down there. But
with the way it was going for us tonight, as soon as we did that, all the action would be down here.
Oh, that would be a total broadcaster's jinx. There we go. A broadcast booth jinx, first ever.
I think I broke record in jinx tonight.
There we go. Mm. Some positive, some negative, but
right.
We won't dwell on that. Mm. As we go through some point totals here, Kenna Hunt, freshman, first postseason game, you wouldn't think it, 24 points, leading all scorers. We've also got 7 from Lucy Rozek, 6 each from Kathleen Doan and Ruby Boyce, 5 each for Cody Ruge and Paige LaFear, and 3 from Riley O'Dowd. Other side of the floor for the Lady Comets of Hanover Horton, 12 points for Molly Soper, 9 for Maggie Soper, 6 for Morgan Cool, 5 for Allie Strayed, 2 each for Lila Hamisfar and Morgan Mead. But impressive showing, especially in the second half for Lumen Christie. Unfortunately, Hanover Horton, they see their season end in the second season in a row in the district semifinal. But going to be a very, very fun game on Friday in this building. I think it's going to be a loud atmosphere here. I just have a little feeling.
It should be packed. It should be loud. It should be packed.
Want to give another shout, some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible: American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alrow Metals and Plastics, Forest Chem Dry. Also another shout here for Jarco and Lester, powered by Production Realty, Chelsea State Bank, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grass Lake Community Schools, Hanover Horton Schools, and Wilmar Machine and Tool. One more time, final score, Hanover Horton 59. Sorry, Lumen Christie 59, Hanover Horton 36. In our first game this evening, Grass Lake 70, East Jackson 27. Up next in the district championship on Friday, Grass Lake and Lumen Christie at 7. Live coverage right here on these airwaves. For Mark W. Daly, the Mark W. Daly, with Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school girls basketball on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Drive, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.